The event to remember one of Zimbabwe's finest writers was marked by music, poetry and testimonials from family members, friends and fellow artists of the late award-winning novelist who died in exile in Norway in July. Wowe's widow Tekla urged Zimbabweans to take on the literary world which she said her husband had conquered by playing his part and raising his family well.
And I feel great that my husband left something that people could remember with respect, and they also love him. But he had many friends, he had many colleagues to work with, and he loved people and they loved him. They've returned their love to him, like he also planted love.
Wowe's children said the huge turnout at the event that was organized by his friends was an indication that their father was indeed a man of the people. The event was organized to celebrate the late prolific writer's local and international contributions to the arts world and his achievements. Javlani Wowe said he will always cherish the good times he shared with his father, especially at Queensdale Sports Club, venue of the memorial.
You know, so it was good times growing up with him. We had a good time because it was here at Queensdale Sports Club where I actually had my first drink with him.
Among those in attendance was Zimbabwe Human Rights Association Director Okay Machisa. Machisa said it was befitting for him and many others to pay tribute to Wowe, whom he said was one of the founders of ZimRights.
We will cherish his good work that he started at ZimRights, and we continue to cherish that.
He described the late Wowe as a fearless human rights defender who inspired many in the country through his literary works. Another author and colleague of the late novelist Dave Mungoshi said it was befitting to have such an event in honor of a writer of Wowe's stature. Michael Mabwe said Wowe's vision must go on.
Surely you will not be doing justice to yourself if you are a writer or a poet and you have not been in interaction with Chenjerai Wowe's works. So we're here to salute his work as a writer.
Artists Konde Mhlanga, Memory Chirere, Hope Masike and Davis Gujam were among the many people who thronged the sports club for Wowe's memorial. The award-winning Wowe went into exile in 2001 and succumbed to kidney failure in July in Norway, where he was an International Writers Project Fellow at Brown University Watson International Institute for International Studies. Organizations he worked for include Moto Magazine, the Interpress Service, Zimbabwe Publishing House, and he spent some time at the University of Zimbabwe as a writer in residence. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.